Through just the first few days of June, there have already been more than a dozen special events in Bentonville related to the city's arts and culinary festival. There are still more, many more, events to go. Daniel Hintz, executive director of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated, recently talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums about what's left in the month-long festivities.
The current count of events with the festival is 77 events in the course of June.
That's 30 days. So you're averaging more than two a day.
Yeah. But we have a lot of partners. Understand that Downtown Bentonville, of course, produces quite a few of the events. But we have a lot of partners like 21C, Crystal Bridges, a lot of the galleries in downtown, the restaurants. A big community of people pitching in for this festival.
Now, every month, almost every month of the year, you do have First Friday. And that's no different, even though it's arts and culinary.
Correct. The first Friday in June, of course, reflects the context, which is the Bentonville Art and Culinary Festival. And this is when we have the Bentonville Art Walk. This is the cornerstone event, really where this whole festival was birthed, full flung from the oak, if you will. The Bentonville Art Walk brings about 30 artists. It's a juried art show from around the region, about 6 to 8 states, to the downtown square. And we sort of wrap what is normally the First Friday experience around those artists. Those artists stay on the square, and then the next day they remain. And then we wrap the Bentonville Farmers Market around them. So the through line through those 2 days are 2 days of amazing, amazing artwork. And they can go to our website at downtownbentonville.org and actually click through all the various artists that are in the art walk. And on top of it, there's also a wide array of jazz on the Walnut Center main stage.
Right. We talked a couple of weeks ago with Andy and Robert, the guys who kind of curated the notes at night, and that's at the press room.
Mm-hmm.
And the only advice I would give there is if you're very interested in those, get there somewhat early.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the Notes at Night jazz series starts on June 6th. And it's a relatively small venue, so I would get there early. But I'm telling you, they have a great array of food, wonderful bar menu. So definitely a good time to hang out there.
Speaking of food, of course, it is the Art and Culinary Festival. Mm-hmm. So part of the culinary part is an event that's taking place at Tuscan Trotter. And this is also tomorrow, June 6th, and it is the Kent Walker Cheese and Wine Dinner.
Yes.
And Kent Walker is a gentleman who
makes cheese.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm sure there's a technical term for that. Yeah. I can't come up with it right now.
He's out of Little Rock.
Yes.
And
His father lives
here in Northwest Arkansas. But he does his craft in Little Rock. And his cheese is absolutely phenomenal. Tuscan Trotter actually has it on the menu as part of the meat and cheese board on his regular menu. But this is a special dinner. And they're actually going to be focusing on Keenan Wines and a wonderful vineyard out of California. And those two things are incredible. Tickets are actually $50. Per person, and people can actually call 479-268-4494 for tickets.
You're someone who knows something about food. Cheese, the differences in cheeses is as wide as the differences in wine?
Absolutely. The subtleties of temperature, what type of cows, you know, and the milk and the temperature, the aging process. And so even the region, you can get a cheddar in one area and a cheddar in another area, and it tastes very, very different.
Mm-hmm. And cheese and wine can enhance each other?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Or detract, depending on.
Seriously. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Could you have a very good wine and a very good cheese, but since the pairing doesn't work, the experience is much less than it? The whole is less than the separate part?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think the other thing is what you like. You know, so much of these conversations around culinary sometimes get something with art. You know, oh, this is art and this is not, or this is great food and this is not. So much of it is what you enjoy and what you like. And if you start from there, inform the conversation from what you enjoy. But you also know that there's just some things that should not go together. You know, liver and jelly, perhaps.
Well, you could have put the period right there.
Yes.
Liver and.
Yeah, liver and. Done.
There's a bad combination. But that's it. The Kent Walker Cheese and Wine Dinner.
Yes.
Celebrating Arkansas cheeses at Tuscan Trotter. That's tomorrow night the 6th at 6:30.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. We also have that on Friday, as we walk into the art walk that same time, there's a variety of other events that are also occurring. We have Jan Johnson Artist Reception at the Norberta Philbrook Gallery. And as I mentioned, this is a big community effort. And so Norberta Philbrook, wonderful gallery in downtown Bentonville. You can actually go check out more information about that at norbertafilbrookgallery.com. And then Also, after the art walk, as we're sort of transitioning from the art walk into the evening, just like there is on every first Friday, the Bentonville Parks and Rec Department actually does their first Friday flicks, and that evening will be E.T. Mm-hmm. So great tearjerker to come down, hang out with the family, and watch him phone home.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. That's right, if you haven't seen it already.
And as you mentioned, there's something going on every day. Mm-hmm. And some of them are big events, and some mm-hmm. are just at the Bentonville Library or whatever. Mm-hmm. John Two Hawks, who's a Eureka Springs guy, will be in town.
Yes. Now, he's going to be at Norberta Philbrook Gallery again. He's going to be there on Saturday, June 8th from 2 to 4. He's going to have a meet and greet where you can actually go check out his new CD, It's a Beautiful World, and kind of meet him. An amazing gentleman. He is well-traveled and a phenomenal musician. And then that evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., he's actually going to be doing a recital in the gallery from his new CD release, It's a Beautiful World.
All the events are listed at your website, correct?
Yes. All the events are listed at downtownbentonville.org. But if people do have any questions, they can also give us a call at 479-254-0254. We also have our newest publication, The Square, which is a newspaper that we put out during major events like this. Those papers can be found throughout downtown Bentonville in the Bentonville Public Library. And, you know, if you can also get an electronic version on our website.
The physical copy?
Yes.
It's called the?
The Square.
And the shape of it is?
A square.
It's a rectangle.
Well, it's a rectangle. Well.
Oh, okay. If you open it up. Very good. Fair enough. Fair enough. I had it cut.
Ha ha. It's a double entendre wrapped in a conundrum. You can wrap fish in it.
Finally, have you ever had, I'm going someplace with this. I had not had cotton candy in my life until last week.
Oh.
I don't know why. Yeah. It just had never happened. Uh-huh. And I went to The Hive, the restaurant at 21C.
Yep.
And for dessert, or just as a, because you don't order it, they just bring it to your table, is cotton candy that tastes like sour apple.
Yes.
And it just melts in your mouth.
It does. It's one of those little surprises, those culinary surprises that Chef Matt does after 21C. And the great thing is there's no carnies anywhere nearby.
No.
So it's a wonderful experience with art and great food at 21C. And
Tuesday night on the 11th, they're doing... No cotton candy involved, as far as I know, but there's a beer pairing.
There's a five-course beer pairing. Chef Matt from The Hive, and then Andy Coates, who's a wonderful beer maker here in Northwest Arkansas.
Just down the street from
us. Just down the street. We'll be talking about their food and their process together, making this really great dinner. Tickets are $96 per person, and each ticket comes with a welcome specialty cocktail. And they can call The Hive for tickets at 286-6575.
And Andy, of course, is the brewmaster at West Mountain.
That is correct. And he is a stunning artist of the beverage variety.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
Daniel Hintz is the executive director of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated, and he talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums. To see the list of all the events associated with the festival, you can go to downtownbentonville.org.